to it now. Let's see here. St. Patrick's Day. It's almost here. What day is St. Patrick's Day going to be? Let's see. 14, 15, 16. Sunday? Is that right? Sunday? Corned beef, cabbage, Guinness? Is that what's happening? Well, my next guest will have answers. From Michigan's back roads, it's Ron Rademacher. Everybody's stumbling in. A little muddy out there, not much snow. It's been a very nice spring. Ron, how are you?
I am terrific, Steve. How are you?
You know, for a man of my condition, pretty good.
Yes, and the things that you do all day. Speaking of which, how is the steelhead fishing?
You know, it got rained out. We've rescheduled.
I wondered.
Yeah.
I wondered. It was kind of wet.
And we got rained out. Cold and rainy, and look, I want to enjoy my fishing. You know, there was a time I would suffer for it. I want to enjoy it a little bit. I don't mind a little bad weather, but just standing out there in the rain and 35 degrees, you know, look.
Yeah, that was a cold, nasty day. Yeah, so all good. Wiser thoughts prevailed. So good for you.
Exactly. But we did reschedule. Yeah, so don't worry. We'll be hooking and dragging and gutting filleting here soon.
I'm sure you will. Corned beef and cabbage, that's the way they do it all over Michigan. I got a whole bunch of places where you can go. Everybody's heard of, you know, the big parade in Clare every year. And, of course, Grand Ledge has one of the great pipe bands in their parade, and one of the really good ones all over the state. Ludington, they party all day long. But there are some other ones, and I don't know about it, at your house. Do you do the corned beef and cabbage?
You know,
I
like cabbage. I have one brother who loved corned beef. Not really my thing, but, you know, it's all right.
Yeah, it's because we use a family recipe. We do corned venison and cabbage, and it is good.
Well, what time are you stopping by?
No.
I mean, I'll take a delivery. I'll try your corned venison. Just got to bring it over.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you let me know when you're going to be fishing over in Baldwin, I only live about 30 miles away. I could bring some leftovers.
All right. Fair enough. Baldwin. Probably going to be a couple of weeks, so it might be gone. Yeah. Anyhow, go ahead. St. Patrick's. Irish feast everywhere, all over. Everything's.
Everywhere. Yeah, everywhere. And some of these people may not have heard of, so I'll just go through the list fairly quickly. And up in Bessemer, that's where a big Powderhorn Mountain is. And I don't know how much snow they still got up there. But every St. Patrick's Day, they have a massive, massive party up there on that mountain. And they have it all going on. So even though they may not have snow, if you're in the western UP, it's one of the best St. Patrick's Day parties in a big town. The one we're going to Nama for the their Irish feast, and the snow golf tournament is Sunday.
Is there any snow in Nama?
There was a couple days ago, the last feed we had, but we don't know if there's going to be snow or not. But you've been to Nama, and you know that won't stop us from drinking and having fun.
That's
not going to impede the snow golf tournament. You know, it may be a mud tournament, but we'll be playing golf in the park and drinking moonshine.
Look, Nama's got one of the best, you know, little public launch boat launches, you know, around, you can find.
Oh, yeah.
Nice facility. If you want to fish where everybody else isn't, here I am giving away your secrets, Ron, but here we go.
Name a
nice little place. Put a push pin on the map. Push pin, easy for me to say. Put it there and go fish, right?
Oh, absolutely. And sometime in June is when they have big smallmouth bass catch and eat tournament where everybody goes out and catches smallies. And then the end there, we clean them up, and the end there prepares them.
So how is the smallmouth fishing there?
Oh, it's people come from all over the Midwest to fish for smallies there.
Really?
Ogun's Bay, it's famous for – Ogun's Bay is probably one of the most famous smallmouth water bays, which is like 5 miles away. It's terrific. Terrific.
Well, there you go. I like kids' smallmouth. And, you know.
Oh, yeah. And
they eat. They're not really a bass, by the way. They're a panfish, but they call them a bass. Go on.
So, you know, one of the places, probably not going to be one that you can get to, but they do have a great festival out there. Beaver Island has one of the most, the heaviest Irish influence of any community.
You can fly.
In Michigan, probably. You can fly. You can absolutely fly. And they will be parading, and they will be eating, and the Shamrock will be serving the Guinness Ups. You can get over there. Hubbardston, if you've never been, was one of the first Irish settler got there in 1849, and Shields Tavern in downtown and the heart of the Metroplex of Hubbardston claims that they are the oldest continuously operating tavern in Michigan.
And, well, I have no way to dispute that. I mean, I've not partaken in their joy, but I have no way to dispute that claim.
And they celebrate it. The Hubbardston Irish Dance Troupe puts on a show. So then you got Pinckney down in the southeast part of the state. Their St. Patrick's Parade has two pipe bands. The Michigan Scottish and Flint Scottish bands perform there.
Not too far
and
from where I'm.
Of all of these.
Yeah, not too far from the walled compound we're in right now.
Yeah, not
Pinckney.
Very far.
And we got one more.
And my favorite. My last one is one of my very favorites. I don't get there as often as I want to, but in Conklin, they have a parade and a keely, and there'll be as many as 30 or 40 musicians performing inside that little bar at any given moment. They come from all over the state.
A keely?
I believe the pronunciation is keely. Well, that's simply a Gaelic word that means informal gathering of musicians.
Drunks.
And so they just come and they're all playing Irish tunes, and you'll sit in and play, you'll sit out and play. I kind of guard the Guinness to make sure that doesn't run low.
Yeah, make sure it's cold enough. Yeah, check it, every few seconds, make sure it's still cold enough. MichiganBackroads.com, and you can check Guinness with Ron at your convenience. MichiganBackroads.com. Yeah. For it's quality control, folks. I mean, this has to be, it's not an easy job. Somebody has to do it. MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. Maybe you'll find Bob the Turtle and Ron Rademacher stumbling around out there. Ron, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Steve. Tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
It is.